Mishnah Vov, Arba also Shecholios Bashabbos. If the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, falls on a Shabbos, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Mevarim Asakom Lifnei HaShabbos, one must destroy and do Bir Chometz to all of his Chometz before Shabbos comes in. On Friday, Div Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to some, he's allowed to leave enough for the meals of Shabbos, but only that which he knows that he definitely needs and will eat. But he is not allowed to leave any more in case he doesn't find people to eat it. And of course, to burn it on Shabbos would be forbidden. And also to take it out of the house and crumble it or throw it into the wind. It's also forbidden to transfer from one domain into another on Shabbos. So you won't be able to take it out into the street or by the sea. So since really the main way which you'll be able to destroy it on Shabbos is just by eating it or feeding it to the animals, we're concerned that you will have some left over, and therefore you do need to destroy all of it before Shabbos. V'chachom emrim l'chachom say bizmanon, you are allowed to leave all of the chometz to destroy it in its right time on Shabbos, on of course the sixth hour of Shabbos, or as we learned in the first perek, the different opinions for when exactly it needs to be burnt. And the third opinion of the Mishnah is Rabbi Loz Bar Tzodik Omer. Rabbi Loz Bar Tzodik says, Truma, which is the gift which is given to a Kohen, and can only be eaten by a Kohen, but a non-Kohen cannot eat it, Melifnei HaShabbos, that needs to be destroyed and burnt before Shabbos comes in, because he's very unlikely to find enough people to eat the leftover Chometz on Shabbos, since most people are not allowed to eat Truma. But V'chulin, regular food which is permitted to be eaten for everybody, is manon, you are allowed to leave that to destroy it on Shabbos itself, because we assume that you will be able to find enough people or your animals to eat all of the chametz. And even if you don't, there are ways that you can destroy the chametz on Shabbos, apart from burning it or throwing it into the wind. But the main point is that we assume you'll be able to eat it or give it to other people to eat, or to other animals to eat on Shabbos, and that you will not have any chametz left over.